here in Pavilion Gardens Cafe with Brian Mitchell. Brian, the official Brighton Fringe dropped their registration fees this year. So why is there a need for a Brighton £5 Fringe this year?
I think that Brighton £5 Fringe still has got things in its favour. It still charges very little to the artist, only £5 to register, and there's no deadline for registration. And I think we're starting to see the pattern of it. I think people see it as a place to simply throw a show together, see what comes up, and there's a lot of magic happens like that. And I think, even though I think it's a great thing that Brighton Fringe have reduced their registration fee as much as they have, I still think they could drop it further. But there's still a lot of pressure to bring something that is a finished product to Brighton Fringe, whereas Brighton £5 Fringe is about experiment, really. And I think that's what makes it special. Hopefully you'll keep going.
The reason for this next question will become more apparent in the question after. Gamblers sometimes look back over their lives and go, am I up or am I down overall? On the balance. Brian Mitchell at 44. I'm 48 today. Overall, with all your writing, all your directing, all your acting, all the things you've done, are you on average up or down?
It's difficult to say at the moment. I've had a bit of a setback lately, but there's other good stuff happening. So I think it's probably about equal evens, really. Even Stevens. I've got some nice things happening, hopefully soon, and Big Daddy's touring again in autumn. It had a very good tour in spring. It's had had a great Edinburgh, as you probably know, and we were blogging for you. I'm actually meeting George Dylan tomorrow. I'm hoping to be developing a one-man show for George Dylan. So that's in itself is a good thing. He's very keen. It's a hard business, and it seems slow. But I'm quite pleased with where the Foundry Group is, and I think we've got a few prize-winning productions. And I'm very pleased with this, a current production that we've got that's coming to Brighton Fringe. So, but I'll talk to you about that on another day.
Well, I guess that has half answered the question, because to do something like the Brighton £5 Fringe, probably more than any festival, it's not just about am I up or down, is it? There's a bunch of reasons why you'd bring something to the £5 Fringe that isn't about, there are better ways to make a living, aren't there?
Yes, although strangely, I think one of the nice things about buying £5 Fringe is quite a lot of people are surprised by how much money they make at the end of it. Just because we try to convince people to keep their overheads at an absolute bare minimum. A lot of the shows don't bother doing an ad poster campaign or any kind of advertising campaign, just other than online tweeting and Facebook posting. And we sort of tend to get venues that will support it and don't charge any money, so they take all the box office. So actually, it's a fairly low risk way, and even with a smallish turnout, you still could get an evening's pay out of it. So I think that's again one I'm quite proud of it for that. Glenn Richardson, I know is going to do two shows, because I think he did very nicely last year. That's a bit. Yeah.
And so if I was somebody that tends to book my tickets for the Fringe only in the past, or even the festival, and I've heard about this thing called the £5 Fringe, what is going to make me kind of interested in coming to see stuff at the £5 Fringe?
Well, I think there's a kind of freshness to most of the acts. There's an idea that's been put about this last 10 or so years that commercial pressures necessarily create good art, and I don't think that's necessarily true. I think there's enough pressure, especially in a place like Brighton, where a lot of the artists know each other, to just do something good. I think there's a kind of immediacy about a lot of the work that goes on there that is fresh and exciting, and what a Fringe should be about, really. That's what Fringe is for. We have mainstream for the very polished, very sort of highly financed stuff that isn't necessarily better, it's quite often worse. But Fringe is where the magic happens, hopefully.
Has the technology made it more possible that literally people can register up to the last minute? You know, websites have made it very easy to just get something out there quickly.
Well, yeah, well, it has. I mean, and I know that you and I can't remember who else you were attempting to do something very similar to this for early 90s, would it have been? Mid 90s?
It so wasn't me, Brian.
Oh, was it? No, it was. Who was it? It was based around the Marlborough Theatre, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, the difficulty then, as always, was distribution. It wasn't necessarily the print costs. It was always distributing the brochures and leaflets. So, you know, it's kind of undone in one sort of Alexander the Great Gordian knot gesture, really, with the internet, really. So I mean, I'm quite backwards with technology, but I realised fairly quickly that social media have allowed us to bypass brochures and programmes and problems of brochure distribution. And apparently what made me realise it was when we decided to do Beg Daddy up at West Hill Hall. West Hill Hall's not really very known as a theatre venue. It wasn't during the festival we did this. We did it one November. We thought it had done very well in the festival. We thought we could bring it back again. We'd been rural touring with it. We liked it. Always worked nicely in a kind of village hall because we knew it had worked that way. We didn't bother producing any posters for it. We just advertised it through Facebook invitations and and it was full. Then realised, I thought this is possible. We could actually do this for a festival. We can break the hold of paper and print and sort of liberate. But also, it doesn't just liberate; it liberates the venues, of course, because you can see have a little map attached and see where it is, so you don't have to go to the same, you know, go through the same portals all the time to feel that you're going to get an audience. Audience can find it more easily.
So finally, just drop us a few gems that are coming into this 2014 Brighton £5 fringe so far.
There'll be the return of Sing Along with the White Album, which was Glenn Richardson's very funny tour de force. He sang the whole of the White Album, including his own brilliant version of Revolution Number 9. We had a lot of great gags along the way. Rob Cohen's going to be bringing back the Trials of Harvey Mantoo, so there'll be new shows for Marion Dupre, Adriano Fettuccini. There's improv from the May Days. I'm going to be doing something small, not sure yet exactly, but I think it's the working title's Mitchell on Music. I might do a sort of bit of a talk on music. I think Dave Suit's planning a show. There's a lot that's still sort of in the planning stages, but that's what Brighton £5 Fringe is like. It's, you know, sort of a lot of the shows will be going up at the beginning of May. But I think that makes it exciting.
So it might be the Brighton £5 Fringe, but it's well worth seeing, and £5 isn't the only value you'll get for it. There's a lot of priceless work coming there.
There's been a lot of nominated and prize-winning work in there. Not that that means everything, but it's a little indication, you know, that there's, you know, real quality there for just £5. So give it a try.
That was a kind of infomercial there. I enjoyed that. Thanks, Brian.